This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 280,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are nearly 4.1 million confirmed infections. In the U.S., more than 78,000 people have died, and the number of confirmed infections exceeds 1.3 million. This is according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. federal government is sending to six states supplies of the first drug that appears to help speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients. Remdesivir was cleared for emergency use by the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, last week. Now the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, says it's dividing 360 cases of the antiviral drug to be delivered to Illinois, New Jersey, Michigan, Connecticut, Maryland, and Iowa. Each case contains 40 vials of the drug. State and local health departments will distribute it, but HHS says it will go to more critical patients, including those on ventilators or in need of supplemental oxygen. U.S. regulators have approved a new type of coronavirus test that administration officials have touted as key to opening the country. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, this weekend announced emergency authorization for antigen tests developed by a San Diego company. The FDA said in a statement that the test can rapidly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs inside a person's nasal cavity. Currently, the only way to diagnose active COVID-19 is to test a patient's nasal swab for the genetic virus material. This is VOA News. As heads of state, local leaders, business owners, and individual citizens weigh the costs of reopening the global economy, fears of new outbreaks grow. A central question has been asked: how much infection and loss of life will emerge amid the push to restart businesses? While the U.S. government is reporting the worst set of job numbers since record keeping began in 1948, the infection rate continues to rise in many states as doors reopen. Countries around the world are wrestling with how to ease curbs on business and public activity without having the coronavirus come surging back. U.S. President Donald Trump said this weekend that the United States will start purchasing $3 billion worth of dairy, meat, and produce from farmers next week as unemployment soars and people are forced into food lines. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump said starting early next week, the U.S. will be purchasing dairy, meat, and produce from its farmers, ranchers, and specialty crop growers for food lines and kitchens. The U.S. economy lost a staggering 20.5 million jobs in April, and the unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. Food banks have been running short on staples as hunger is continuing to rise. The coronavirus pandemic has disrupted supply chains, with farmers saying they've had to destroy their produce and euthanize livestock because processing facilities have been shuttered. A trade group representing major airlines says its members support having the government do temperature checks of passengers as long as necessary during the coronavirus crisis. Airlines for America says the checks will add a layer of protection for passengers as well as airline and airline employees. Airline workers who come in contact with the public also would be checked. The association says having temperature checks performed by the Transportation Security Administration will provide consistency across airports so that travelers can plan appropriately. Little Richard, one of the chief architects of rock and roll, has died after battling bone cancer. He was 87 years old. Countless celebrities, including Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, Quincy Jones, Michelle Obama, Elton John, Spike Lee, and Ringo Starr, posted tributes to social media following Little Richard's death Saturday. The singer was famous for his piercing wail, pounding piano, and towering pompadour. He forever changed popular music while introducing black R&B to white America. For more on these and other global stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.